This is the Daily Shift, and you're tuned in right here on the Saturday right after the Mother's Day free raffle giveaway has ended. So if you missed that, I'm sorry, but there is good news. There will be another one sometime in the future. Obviously, probably like a year from now, but there will be one. There will be another Mother's Day free giveaway raffle of some kind or something to that effect or something that circles around that idea. But don't forget that we also have the top 40 hits that you can just call in and request anyway. Don't forget that number is 1-833-723-4629. Once again, 1-833-RADIO-BX. I'm Clutch, and you're tuned in right here on The Daily Shift, and hopefully you've had a great week and a great start to your weekend. Mine's rough. It's just rough. I'm not going to expand on that, but it's rough, and that's just me putting it lightly. You know, sometimes, you know, I drive at night for a reason. Like, I like that for a reason. But, like, because there's nobody else on the road. Like, no one that you have to, like, be like, oh my gosh, why is this person edging into my lane? Or, oh my goodness, like, what is that person doing? Or, even scarier, I'm sorry for those, and I know you've seen it because I know I've definitely seen this. People driving on the wrong side of the road. How and why does that even happen? How does that even happen? Like, what? Like, and I'm not talking about, like, like one of those roads that's like, okay, one lane here, one lane there. It's no, I'm talking about you got at least two lanes, like at least two lanes, and like they're wide lanes. That's what happens when you watch too much show. Whose line is it anyway? But but no, like the wide lanes. Anyway, I want to give a special thanks to somebody because they actually helped me and. Through my morning, like it was really glum and it was just like, oh my goodness. But well, more than one person, but this person actually like was, not to say that the other people weren't a great help, but you know, like they made me laugh and just, it was Noah Neek. Thank you. Also, you can check out their Instagram. She wanted me to do this, by the way. She was like, yeah, you better talk about me on the show. I was like, all right, I will. She's like, no, you better. Like, she raised her fist, and I was like, oh, my goodness, put your fist down. I've been through enough today. She is slightly upset with me because there's a card trick, like, where you can shuffle the deck with one hand. And I, like, years ago, like, I mean, for people who know, like, I did want to know how to do this because I was like, man, magic's kind of cool, you know, like, like the idea of like knowing how it's done and then like doing it and then seeing people's reaction, like, what, you know? So, I was like, do you know how to do it with one hand? Like, she was just messing with cards one day, and I was like, somebody mentioned shuffling, like, oh, you should go to be like a card dealer at Vegas, and I was like, do you know how to one-hand shuffle? I was like, oh, snap. Like, maybe she knows something, you know? I just asked. I wasn't being mean about it. Like, it was just a legit question. When I tell you this turned her world upside down. Like, it turned her world upside down. She didn't know left from right. Like, it started out as a quick, you know, it was like, oh, well, if I can't do it, I can't do it. Whatever, fine. And then, like, that was, like, the first 5 minutes of it. Then it became, like, slight annoyance. Like, wow, I can't believe this is, like, really, you know, like, when people, like, after a while, like, at first, we couldn't tell. Like, no one else noticed what she was doing, like, because she always has cards in her hand. So, like, no one else knows what she was doing. But then I didn't even notice. Like, I looked at her face, and I was like, I've seen that face before. I was like, I've made that face. I was like, I've definitely made that face. I was like, you're trying to shuffle with one hand, aren't you? I did not look at her hands. I didn't know what she was doing with her hands. I just know that I looked at her face and I was like, I've seen that face of frustration. Like, it looks familiar. That was my face. That was my face when I could, like, when I was first learning, I was like, this is stupid. It doesn't even make any sense. How is it that hard to hold a deck of cards with one hand? And it looks so easy. Like, oh man. But, like, I was trying to learn it for, like, magic purposes because it helps you with, like, sleight of hand, and there's other tricks that you can expand from with that. But, yeah, I I saw that and I was like, wow. Okay, then. I guess she's going to, for the next, like, it was a good few hours. I don't think it was just two. I think it was, like, more than two. Like, she'll tell you the truth. Like, she'll be like, no, if she says it was two, I believe it was two. But, like, she didn't say it was two. I think it's, like, three or four, five. Maybe five. No, okay, not 5 hours. Maybe three. Maybe 3 hours or four. Like, for a while, she was trying to figure it out. Eventually, she gave up. She was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go outside. I'm just going to go outside, forget about it. I'm going to go outside and just, like, but, like, even when she went outside, she was still talking about the cards. Even with, like, you know how people are like you could, like, see there's visually something wrong with them. Like, what's going on? What's wrong with you? Nothing, man. Everything's good. Like, but you can see they're concentrating on something. It's like, no, something's on your mind, man. What's going on? You know, I was just thinking about these cars because earlier somebody was asking me. By the way, yes, that's Noah Neek's voice. That's her voice when I do it. What is she going to do about it? No, man. Oh no, she's fantastic though. She's fantastic. Wow, I like how my sound just completely went out there. But that's okay, because the only thing that is not going out is the top 40 hits that we have for you. Just do call in so that way you can get in your top 40 requests. Whatever you want to hear, we have got it for you. All you have to do is just ask, and we can see what we can do to get that on the air for you, especially on a Saturday morning and Mother's Day weekend at that. Let us know how we can make you and your mothers happy or help you out in any way. Let us know. Give us a call. 1-833-723-4629. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, 1-833-723-4629. This is Clutch, and you are tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio. Keep it locked. I'm thinking things I shouldn't think, singing songs I've never sung. Oh my God, when I see you, I should run. But I'm frozen in. Tuned in to the right place at the right time. Welcome back to the Daily Shift. And I have a great question of the day set for Monday. So you don't want to miss Monday's show, which is going to be about, the question of the day is going to be similar to something with friends. Friends that you love but don't, well, friends that you don't want to see. Or people that you don't want to see that are friends of friends. Friends of friends? I don't know. If you want to know what I'm talking about, that is the perfect reason to tune in to Monday, so that way I don't have to go around and find all these various ways to try to say what I'm saying without saying what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Oh, anyway, I do want to thank once again Noah Neek, and I did not give out the Instagram. I don't know if she wants me to. Well, she said mention it, so it's gonna be Jill Laneek Official. So it's going to be GILUNEK Official. Once again, GILUNEK Official. So that is a good reason right there to go on Instagram and see what's going on. If you're not already on Instagram, I know it's so hard to pull away from phones nowadays. Like, I think now, like in the future, children are going to be born with cell phones in their hands at some point. I think that's what they're teeing up to. I don't know. What do you think the future will hold? Like, I don't, like, the floating cars and stuff like that. I don't think, like, honestly, like, I, now that I think about, would that even be practical? Like, what would be the purpose for a flying car? I mean, yeah, I guess it would be easier to get from point A to point B, but, like, who, like, then everybody would have to be a pilot. I don't even trust people on the ground right now. Can we master what's down here on the Earth first before we try to get everybody in these flying destructive devices. Buildings will be will be crashed into. Walgreens. Oh my goodness. Poor Walgreens. What's gonna happen there? Oh my goodness. Nothing good can come from everyone driving around, and or even a tenth or even a fifth of the population. If they had flying cars every other day, it'd be a collision. Airports would riot. Children would be crying in the street. Somebody from from SpongeBob. Where's that lady from SpongeBob when you need her? Well, no, from Simpsons. Sorry, from the Simpsons. So won't somebody please think of the children? Where is that lady when you need her? Right when you need her the most. But I don't think flying cars would be a great idea in the future right now. Well, nowhere near this point in time. I mean, if you can confidently look me in the eye and say, I trust that person sitting next to me, on my left and right, front and back, upwards, rightwards, leftwards, right, all these different, if you, I need you to be for certain that you trust everyone around you in a flying device in the same airstream or whatever it's gonna be. Like, do you really trust that person? Can you sit in that person's car without tightening up a little bit? Like, who gets in the passenger seat and instantly like, oh, here we go, please. I just want to make it there. I think that's why a lot of people are like, I'll drive. Like, some people don't like, that's whoever is like, yeah, willingly go in that person's car. I want to see that person drive, because like, not the person who's like, I'll willingly go into that person's car, but it's like, the person who is driving, you know, who like, what instilled that confidence in that other person to just be like, yeah, I don't mind like sitting with you in the car. I need proof that you can like, you can get me there, man. I don't know. Like, I need something. Like, I need proof. So drive with your dog first. I need proof that you can drive. You're never going to do anything wrong to that dog. I need you to drive with your pet in the passenger seat. If you can do that and your pet wants to go in the car and isn't trying to fight its way back into the house, then yeah. Yeah, I'll consider getting in the car. But then the question becomes, why are you driving at the same time that I am? Because like, I drive at ridiculous times. Sometimes they are like ridiculous, because I mean, I'm awake. You know what I'm doing here. Come on. The show ends Monday. The show's Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. through 1 a.m. Monday through Friday. So that means I'm getting on Eastern time. So that means Eastern time, I'm finishing up around like 1:30. Yeah. So I'm up and awake. You guys hear me? I'm alert. And that's the best time to drive. It's nice out. There's no one else on the road. You can just listen to music and relax a little bit. Enjoy. You can reflect on the day as you're driving there. Oh, who else does that? Just reflects on the day. Oh, sometimes it's rough, but then you got to think back to what happened last week. I had a really, really good week last week. You know, got to pay your dues. Got to pay your dues in sadness sometimes. No, that's dark. That was the darkest joke of the day. That's all I got. That's the dark. That's as dark as we're going to get. But I do. I wanted to thank Noanique. She definitely helped out today. Also, Lilac. Lilac is a band. You can check out their stuff on Instagram. It's spelled Lilac with a L. Hold on. I want to make sure I get this correct, because, it's spelled differently, because, it's spelled with a V, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is. It's spelled with a V, and they're also putting out, some new content. So it's going to be LYLVC, band. That's on Instagram. LYLVC band. They're called Lilac. You can also see them on YouTube. They have a really great music video out, and they're a really good band. So if you can go ahead and give them a follow. Also Noanique as well, because I will be, as she put it so quaintly, no, she didn't say this. She didn't say she was gonna punch me. No. if she was here, she'd be like, yes, I did. Oh, man. Who has a friend that you can just instantly think of and just start laughing? Think about that. As we get into the next song, you don't want to miss what we have here. This is The Daily Shift, and you're tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio. Keep it locked. You are tuned in right here to The Daily Shift on Outside the Box Radio, and we have the top 40 hits. Hopefully, the top 40 hits that you folks call in to request. I simply am requesting one of these movies be fantastic on the 27th, because there's options. There's options for May 27th for, and by the way, that's the day before my birthday. Like, I'm excited for that, because I know, I don't know if I'm going to see Bob's Burgers, that comes out May 27th. I don't know if I'm going to see Obi-Wan, that comes out on Disney Plus, and it's a 6-part series. Also, Top Gun Maverick is also going to be in theaters May 27th. So a lot is happening May 27th. I'm excited for that, because it gives me options to do, like, options of things to do on the birthday. And obviously options are always good, because who wants to be told, well, you have to do this? It's like it makes it less exciting, and then etc. Speaking of options, sorry about that. Speaking of options, I want the option to of like different things on Mother's Day, because I want my mom to be able to choose things that she likes. And I'm sure a lot of folks out there want that option as well. So here are some ideas from goodhousekeeping.com. You can have a backyard barbecue, which is always fun, because you can invite a lot of people. And plus, with nowadays with the COVID out there and all these other things, and people getting the flu and all these other types of things, like, so it's always a good option, because then everyone's outside, you can keep a little bit of distance, and then there's also the amazing taste of grilled food. Nothing beats food off the grill, that nice hickory barbecue flavor. Oh, nothing beats it. You can make something totally unique with our family. Also, have a make your own pizza party. That's a great idea. Also, have a Mother's Day book club, if like that's something that your family does. Home movies, that's something that like I think a lot of people can relate to. If you don't want to go out to the movie theaters and watch Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which is out in theaters now, you can watch movies at home. And plus, there's a lot of great movies that are going to be on Mother's Day, and honor of Mother's Day, and observance of it, and things like that. So there's going to be a ton of things that you can just watch, sit back and watch on TV and enjoy, you know. Even, and it's not going to be let them choose the channel, by the way. Children, I know it's difficult sometimes to say, but you sometimes let your mother choose on this day. You can watch Scooby-Doo or Paw Patrol tomorrow. Like, just let them have this one day. So home movies. Also, host a lawn game tournament. I've never heard that one before, but I would love, that sounds like a lot of fun. We're not gonna do that one. Make a memory book. Mothers, come on. That's like a mother's dream right there. Make a memory book with her, like your favorite memories along with hers. So like, oh no, my kids help me make, you know what that would do. You would send her over the top. You would sit, she would go outside doing cartwheels. That would be too much for her to handle. That'd be too much cuteness from her child, because she still sees you as that little kid. As much as you don't want to admit it, you got a mustache going on, you got a full beard. Even if you're Dwayne The Rock Johnson, when he goes home, you know what his mama, he is a little boy. Like, it doesn't matter. That's what we're always going to be, little children in their eyes. Like, oh, I remember when you were young, you used to love this. And then she comes out with like your favorite like cartoon character, your sock puppet or something. I'm not saying I have a sock puppet. I'm not putting that out there. I want you all to understand that right now. I do not have a sock puppet.
But if I did, I'm sure my mother would have kept it.
You can also craft the perfect playlist. Also, that's a good chance to know what type of music that your parents listen to. If you're not already one of those people who are like, yeah, my parents brought me up on this music. I can relate to that a lot. Like, it happens. It's a thing. And you know what also is a thing? Playing family board games. That's also really fun. Like, I've played Sorry and stuff like Monopoly. That always gets out of hand with family. But there's tons of options out there, and that comes from Good Housekeeping, by the way. So you can go to that website and check out more stuff that they have there, more options and things that you can do, or you can just think of your own. Go horseback riding together, go to the beach, just kick it, whatever. So there are tons of options on that. Of course, also the movies, restaurants, if you want to go out for a bite to eat, or you can order in with nowadays with Grubhub and Instacart, which, by the way, is the Mother's Day free giveaway raffle that ended May 6th. That was yesterday. And now we are moving on to Mother's Day. It is the Mother's Day weekend, so it's the perfect time to just call her up and tell her you love her. Call them up, whoever you need to. Let them know that you care. Call your family, call your brother, call your sister, call your kids, call your aunt. What's that one song? Because we loving everybody up in here. That's what it is. That's the new one. But yes, call your kids, call your wife, everybody. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and you're tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio, where we have the top 40 hits for you. Keep it locked. I can't stop the... This is The Daily Shift. I'm Clutch, and you're tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio, where we have your top 40 hits. And here on The Daily Shift, we have your entertainment, the question of the day. Those are Monday. You don't want to miss the show then. The weekend is more like a relaxed recap. Kinda. Right? Things to come, too, as well. Like, tomorrow is Mother's Day. So do something nice. Do something special, something that they'll enjoy. Whether it just be a phone call, they love hearing from you. Like, we're a gift enough as it is. As much as we get on their nerves, and much as, like, we bother them, they love us. They love us. They brought us into this world, and as they say, they can take us out. Notice how they never have yet. They love us. So, with that being said, just give them a call. Tell them that you care. Do something special. Send something their way. If you win the Mother's Day free raffle giveaway, you win a chance to send them things from Instacart and Grubhub, because obviously you're winning a gift card of some kind. So you have plenty of chances there. Or if they really love peanut butter, like the Reese's peanut butter commercials, the ultimate peanut butter lovers cup, or if they really love peanut butter, the peanut butter lovers and the ultimate peanut butter lovers. So there's those that are out as well. Also, take them to see a movie. If they love Doctor Strange, if they love like those comic books or the movies, or remember you watching them as a kid and they want to do something, if they really want to do something for you, don't fight your parents on it. Just let them do it. Like, just like, but sneakily pay for it. Just sneakily, you know, like, because you know that, I mean, let's face it, they're older. They're not going to try to run up to the door to beat you to pay for it. Just run up to the door. You know, we got a little more spring in our step, so we can do this. Just run up to the door and just pay real quick. Be like, hey, for me, this is in advance. Even if you be like, there you go. Yeah, pay in advance. Give them, slip the whoever's going to be serving you, slip them the money and be like, yo, that's for the night. Just the tip, everything. Like, I know, like, we're going to get some appetizers, blah, blah. Just cover it. Know what's going on ahead of the game. Like, even scope them out in the car. Be like, so what do you feel like? Seafood? Feel like seafood? What are you thinking about getting? Because I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to get when we get to the table. Let them hear their ideas. Let them give themselves away. So that way you could just be like, all right, well, I know what they're getting. Look at the menu real quick. Just hand them the money and just let it be what it is. And you're like, oh, well, where's the tip? Where's the check? Don't worry about it. It's been covered already. And, like, if they ask, well, who paid for it, like, sir, they ask not to say because they're a very confidential group. They prefer to stay anonymous. They don't want the hassle.
like, let's just say it's somebody big. Like, have her end like that. Just talk, have her talk you up at the end. It's somebody big. They're really famous. They're really good at what they do. Well, Mom and Dad, I think we should just go ahead and leave this one alone. Don't you think? But no, just go out, do something nice, do something spectacular. Even if it's just a phone call, that in itself is spectacular to them. As you've heard in the facts earlier in the week, some of the top gifts is just a phone call, flowers and a card, I believe, were the top. Don't quote me on that. But those are the facts from earlier in the week. Also, you can check those out in the podcast if you already haven't. You can check that out when you Google The Daily Shift, or just type in Daily Shift with an exclamation point. And we should pop right on up, and you can check out the podcast there. If you need a little bit help, if you want to help me form these sentences, but no, if you need a little bit of help on finding the podcast, you can go to the Instagram, which is Daily Shift, the number 4, Daily Shift 4 at Instagram. So don't forget to do that. Also, don't forget to just have fun over the weekend. Enjoy it. If you have a family barbecue for Mother's Day, that's a great opportunity to see people in your family that you haven't seen in a long time, maybe cousins or whatever the case may be. Even the crazy family tree that is the dog's family tree. I feel like there should be a family tree for dogs. Like, in like the family. Come on, like, at that point, pets are part of the family. Come on, let's face it. They bring us joy, like, as much joy, sometimes more joy than our actual family. Like, at a certain point, it's like, hold on. Is this dog eating, like, a Cocoa and Nugget? They were spoiled dogs. I loved Nugget so much. I miss her. May she rest. But, yeah, like, they're part of the family at a certain point, you know? But yeah, enjoy your Mother's Day. Have the dogs and the pets and the cats, have them make a gift too. They're involved. They're not skimming by. They're not skipping this. They're not going to get by that easily. It's 2020. It's time to it's time to start paying your dues. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Shift. What you want to do is keep it locked right here, and also call in if you have any requests. 1-833-723-4629 or 1-833-RADIO-BX. That's the same thing, just with letters. That being said, this is the Daily Shift. Keep it locked right here on Outside the Box Radio.